but it availed him naught. Next day, he wrapped his legs in rags, in the row of the sufferers, hanging his head.
Okay, before going to next way, don't rush. Did you get it? He talked about the fellow, a generous fellow, who is doing this and that and that. And he knows that he has to, because he have all these abilities. He has the gold, so he have to do this. And he talked about the exception and everything. Then what? Then one faqih, do you remember the faqih? Faqih is what Rumi was before the arrival of Shams. Faqih is the one who is the expert in religion. So, one of those guys suddenly will arrive and he wants to have the money. So he starts first begging. Didn't work. Then he pretends that he is injured. Yes? Listen to all the tweets now. Yeah.
He tied splints on his shank, left and right, in order that it might be supposed that his leg was broken. He saw
a very normal routine trick for the beggars to pretend that they cannot move, they have the broken leg, something like that, yes?
He saw and recognized him and didn't give him anything. Next day, he covered his face with a rain cloak. The noble lord knew him still and gave him nothing because of the sin and crime by speaking. When he'd failed in 100 sorts of trickery, he drew a charar over his head like a woman and went and sat down amongst the widows and let his head droop and concealed his hands. Still he recognized him and did not give him any alms. On account of the disappointment, a burning grief came into his heart. He went early in the morning to a purveyor of grave clothes, saying, "Wrap me in a felt and lay me out on the road. Do not..."
Are you listening? Suddenly this faqih, his persistence, first begging, then pretending that he's injured, then going and sitting with the ladies, then he pretends to be a cadaver. For what? Every single day he's using all these tricks? Yeah. To do that, yes.
Do not open thy lips at all. Sit down and look on till the Sadri Jahan passes here. Maybe he will see and suppose that I am dead and drop some money to cover the cost of the shroud. I will pay thee half of whatever he may give.
Suddenly, he needs to bribe the other guy that whatever he gave me, you will have a half of it. Means he becomes a tricky fellow, then he somehow publicized this attitude. Yes.
The poor man, desiring the present, did just as he was told. He wrapped him in the felt and laid him out on the road. The Sadri Jahan happened to pass that way and dropped some gold on the felt. He put forth his hand in his haste, lest the purveyor of the grave clothes should seize the gift of money, and lest that perfidious rascal should hide it from him. The dead man raised his hand from beneath the felt, and following his hand, his head came forth from below. He said to the Sadru Jahan, how I have received, O thou who didst shut the doors of generosity against me. He replied, but until you died, O obstinate man, you got no bounty from me. The mystery of die before death is this, that the prizes come after dying.
Are you listening? The guy went to the point to he brought his hand out to pick up the coins, not letting the other one to pick it up. He's like that. But the end of the story was good. He said, I tricked you. You gave it to me. He said, no, you didn't get it before dying. You have to die from yourself to get it. Because that self is like this. It will go to the end of the path without trusting the other fellow. Not trusting this generous fellow who is giving to everyone. Not trusting even the guy who is wrapping around you that final dressing of you. Yes?
Except dying, no other skill avails with God, O artful schemer.
When I'm talking about you and your relationship with Haq, do you remember all that we talked about? When I talk about that, that's the real value of you being here. You are here to die for the just and justice. That's when you will turn around. Everything will turn around. Yes?
One favor is better than 100 kinds of effort. Exertion is in danger from 100 kinds of mischief. And the favor depends on dying. The trustworthy have put this way to the test. Nay, not even his death is without the favor. Hark, hark, do not tarry anywhere without the favor. That is an emerald, and this is an old viper. Without the emerald, how should the viper be made blind?
Somehow I'm sure that you don't get it. Because suddenly he started to talk about the emerald and the attitude of that emerald and all that to say what? To say that all the effort you do is just like the other animals, all the living creatures. You need something else, don't you? You need something else to be given to you. That's what the culture is. I need it to give me everything. And his request is what? Die from yourself. Let go of the self. Become a part of we. So, we could give it to you. It's always given to you. That's what it is. Excuse me, how did you get your life? It is given to you by sheer luck. Today, I'm not talking about Rumi's time. Today, we know how you are built up, how you are made up, and everything is given to you. Especially the stuff that you are proud of is given to you, isn't it? Whatever I'm proud of, let's say I'm Mozart. I'm proud of that musicality and all that, right? I don't know why I have it. It's given to me. That's it. And it could happen just like that. Always. Because that is the trick. You should know that you will be given the stuff. The fellow who is giving the stuff doesn't ask for anything except don't shout me, me, me. Period. Die from yourself, then you will receive it. در بخارا خویان خاجی مجل بود با خواهندگان حسن عمل داد بسیار و عطای بیشمار تا به شب بودی زجودش زر نسار زر به کاغذ پاره ها پیچیده بود تا وجودش بود می افشان جود همچه خورشید و چماه پاک باز آنچه گیرند از ضیا بدهند باز خاک را زر بخش کی بود آفتاب زر از او در کان و گنج اندر خراب هر صباحی یک گروه را راتبه تا نماند امتی رو خایبه مبتلایان را بودی روزی عطا روز دیگر بیوگان را آن سخا روز دیگر بر علویان مغل با فقیهان فقیر مشتغل روز دیگر بر توی دستان عام روز دیگر بر گرفتاری و بر گرفتاران ما شرط او آن بود که کس با زبان زر نخواهد هیچ نکشاید لبان لی خاموش بر حوالی رهش ایستاده مفلسان دیوار وش هر کی کردی ناگهان با لب سؤال روزو نبردی زین کنه یک حب مال من سمت من کم نجا بود یا سر خاموشان را بود کیسه و کاسر نادرن روزی یکی پیری بگفت ده زکاتم که منم با جو جو من کرد از پیر و پیرت جد گرفت مانده خلق از جد پیرم در شگف گفت بس بیشرم پیری ای پدر پیر گفت از من توی بیشرم در که این جهان خوردی و خواهی تو زتم کان جهان با این جهان یری به جمع خندش آمد مال دادن پیر را پیر تنها برد آن توفیر را غیران پیریش خواهنده از او نیم حبه زر ندید و نتسو نوبت روز فقیهان ناگهان یک فقیه از حرص آمد در فقان کرد زاری ها بسی چاره نبود گفت هر نوعی نبودش هیچ سود روز دیگر با رو پیچی پا ناکس اندر صف قوم مبتلا تخته ها بر ساق بست از چپ و راست تا یمان آید که او اشکست پاست دیدش و بشناختش چیزی نداد روز دیگر رو به پوشید از لباد هم بدانستش ندادش آن عزیز از گناه و جرم گفتن هیچ چیز چون که عاجز شد ز صد گونه مکید چون زمان اون چادری بر سر کشید در میان بیوگان رفت و نشست سر و رو افگند و پنهان کرد دست هم شناسیدش ندادش صدقی در دلش آمد زه